This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In progress.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Habaim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Samach Daled. Simen Samach Daled. Din HaToya B'Kriya Shema. The laws of someone who makes a mistake in Krishna. Kara L'mafrei L'yos. If you read it, out of order. Backward, you're not Yotze. What that means is, that's the order of the Psukim. Aval imhiktim parsha l'chaverta, but if you change the order of the parshiyos, afal pisha in rashai, even though you're not allowed to, yatsa, you're Yotze, l'fisha ena smucha l'avatar, because it is not next to each other in the Torah anyway. It's not like Shema is in Vaschanan, V'hoya is in Eke, V'yomer is in Shlach. It says in Mishmru Allah yatsa, Shenemar v'hoyu hadvarim ha'ela. If you say Shema out of order, you're not Yotze. It says v'hoyu to have a yas on you. It has to be as is. V'av parshas v'yoymer kishetiknu rabbanon la'amra mishum mitzvah zechiras yitzitz mitzrayim gam kein kein zeh tiknu ha. So here the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying the third parsha is definitely the rabbanon. The reason why the Rabbanan were masakin it is to be able to mekayim the mitzvah da'iraisa of Shema, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But when the Rabbanan were masakin the third parsha, they were masakin that you have to do it kahavayas, and you have to do it in order. Sivkat and Beis, Hapsukim, V'chol Shekenim Ser Sateva, certainly if you do the words out of order. What does it mean that they're not next to each other in the Torah? What relevance does that? It's only rabbinic that it's arranged this way. Because anyway, by the way, the Vayomer comes before Shema and Bahaya in the Torah. It's only a Takanas Chachamim that should be in this order. Like they say, Lama Kadma Shema Levahayim Shemaya, Kidei Shekabel of Omach HaShemayim Tchila, so you can be Mekabel of Omach HaShemayim first, V'yachar Kach Yikabel Olav O Mitzvahis, and then you'll be Mekabel the O Mitzvahis. Okay.
Why do we need a Pasuk to say V'hayu Hadvarim B'havyasin Yehu? It's Pasuk, because it doesn't mean anything if you say it out of order. If you say all the Pasukim out of order, you're not saying the paragraph, you're not saying Pasukim, but doesn't mean anything.
Right, apparently the psukim, each pasuk by itself is intelligible. In other words, it has a coherent meaning. It doesn't have a meaning as a paragraph, but it has a meaning as psukim. So when it says kriya, mitzvahs kriya, who says the mitzvahs kriya is on paragraph? Maybe it's on psukim. So that's what we learn out from Bahayu. From Bahayu means it has to be a kriya of a segment also. Sippies. Car?
If you say that, let's say, if the Satan bothers them, if you say those fights speaking before the first fight, it makes perfect sense. I mean, one person wouldn't make sense, but if you say the last fight spoken before the first fight, it would make sense.
Okay, had it not been for Vahayu, then we would have thought that you would be able to say It sort of backward. So base kara parsha v'taba. Let's say you read a parsha and you made a mistake. Im yodea hechan ta'a. If you know where you made a mistake, kagoin. What made a mistake means you skipped a word. Let's say, so you're reading the parsha, and you made a mistake. So if you know where you made the mistake, you read the whole thing. You left out a pasuk in the middle. You go back to the beginning of that pasuk. And you finish the parsha. If you don't know where you made the mistake, you go back to the beginning of the parsha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'taba, Kasav HaPri Chadash. It's only if you made a mistake. Aval behezid. But if you intentionally made an error, uvim miskavin chozel rosh, you have to go to the beginning of that parak. So this allowance that you could just go back to where you were up to, that's only if you accidentally made a mistake. But if you intentionally made a mistake, now why would a guy do that? He was trying to test out what the halacha would be. Whatever his cheshbon is, why he intentionally made a mistake. The Magen Avraham is mistapik if you do it intentionally. If you have to go back to the beginning, ayin sham of a siman samachay yizbar davarzeh the Mishnah Brura beezer Hashem yizbarach ayin sham b'siv katan aleph ubeber halacha pasuk echad. Now, what do you do? This is talking about if you skipped a pasuk. What if you skipped a word? V'mdileg teva achas. What if you skipped a word? By the way, we'll see. What if you skipped a letter? If you skip a letter, we already saw in Simen Samach Beis, Sivkatan Aleph, you're not Yoytzei Shema. So you have to go to the beginning of that pasuk. If you skipped a word, Yesh Oimrim, Shabazai Dai Sheyachsel Oysa Teva Vigmar. Some say, oh, you could just go back to that word. If it's where a new subject matter begins, let's say you said v'shinantam levanecha bum. You said v'shinantam levanecha bum. B'shivtecha b'veisecha uvlechtecha v'aderchu v'shach b'cha uvkumecha k'shartam la'ois. So now you have to go back. Do you have to go back to? Do you have to go back to the word Vishinan Tam? Or could you just go back to the word Vidibarta? Tevas Vidibarta. Aval Basefer El Yorabba Khriya bin Kamashan Sakhlaso Ilum Isaya Pasuk. The El Yorabba is Machriya for many Rishonim. You always have to go back to the beginning of that Pasuk. Vigoimer HaParsha. And finish the Parsha. You have to finish the parsha. The im yoimer rak oisay a pasuk, because if you just say that pasuk, what's this going on? If you forgot a pasuk, you go back to the beginning of that pasuk and you finish the parsha. Why do you have to finish the parsha? The im yoimer rak oisay pasuk. If you just say that pasuk, so it will still be lemafreya, because you're saying that pasuk out of order. Havlei kri lemafreya v'afilum loy nizgar shadilei kav pasuk mi parsha rishayna rak ad achar sha'amar gam parsha sha'achreha. What if you remembered that you left out a pasuk in the first parsha after you already said the second parsha? So what do? Afilu hachi dai b'mashi yomer min adilu gat seifa parsha rishayna. Let's say you realized you forgot to say the pasuk v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam. And let's say you didn't remember that until you're in Vayomer. Then you could go back to Vishinantam Levanecha. You finished the first parsha. You've already said the second parsha, and you go to the third parsha. But say there are parshios ain't a ma'akev. The order of the parshios is not ma'akev. L'roish ha'parsha. You go back to the beginning of the parsha. It says the Mishnah Brura. Machmas Safek. So in other words, you read the whole first parsha, except you left out one pasuk in the middle. You go to the beginning of that pasuk, and then you finish the parsha. But then, the Mechaber says, if you don't know where you made the mistake, you go to the beginning of the parsha. Why do you go to the beginning? Because of Safek, Machmas Safek. Afilu hayezeh b'parsha shnia. Even now, what if this happened in the second parsha? Because the second parsha, there are those who hold it, it's drabanan. So maybe we should say safik drabanan lekula. Afilu hayezeh b'parsha shnia. V'afilu man da'amar parsha shnia drabanan. Even according to the opinion that the second parsha is drabanan. Why? The kivan da'asuk b'kriya shema tzarech l'sakin ha'koyal. Since you're involved in kriya shema, even though this part of kriya shema maybe drabanan, you have to fix the whole thing. Now why? Why don't I only have to fix what's d'oraisa? The Bir Halacha, the Dershu quotes, adds in Siman Tav Chaf Beis that since you're already Oisek in Kriya Shema, since you already were Oisek in the Kriyas Parsha Rishayna mid'oraisa, you should fix the second Parsha and begin from the beginning of the second Parsha if you don't know what you're up to. Another interesting corollary would be, let's say you're not sure if you said Shema B'chlal. So maybe I only have to say, fine, Sabak Dairaisa Lachumra, so I'll say the first parsha. Do I have to say the second parsha also? The answer is, you have to say the second parsha. Because this is the tekana of Chazal, that each time you say it the way it's supposed to be. What if, Rabbi Yisai, you know you said the first and you're only Masupik if you said the second? You have to go back and say the first as well. Because whenever there's a takana to say the second, it's together with the first. By the way, it's similar to, let's say you're Masupik if you benched. Do you say Hatoy V'Ametiv? Berachas Hamazon is Dairaisa, Hatoy V'Ametiv is Drabanan. So if you're Masupik if you benched, do you go back and say, you're not sure if you said Ritzei. Do you, okay, I know you have to bench again, but you say Hatoy V'Ametiv, you do. You do. Vimho Yizabah Parsh Rishayna. Okay. Now, you're not sure if you made a mistake. Or you're not sure where, you're not sure where you made the mistake. Let's say you remember you said Shema b'kavana. Then you go back to V'ahavta, which is the first possible pasuk you may have left out. By the way, because if you were not mechavin for Baruch Shem, you have to go back and say b'kavana. By the way, but just to point out, the Bi'ur Halacha said that the din you have to go back and say Baruch Shem b'kavana is only if you didn't yet say v'ahavta. But if you skip v'ahavta and you didn't say Baruch Shem b'kavana, okay, then you would go back and say Baruch Shem b'kavana. Okay. V'im eino yizorcha shama shema b'kavana. If you're not sure if you said shema b'kavana, then b'lav hachi choyza rosh. Then anyway, you have to go back to the beginning. Kivan shalai kara b'kavana, because if you're not sure if you said Shema b'kavana, have a kaloi kara klal as a pasuk Shema. It's like not saying it at all. Mamela tzach l'kores kol zoi ha-parsha, and mamela you're going to have to say this whole parsha shalai yeh kriya l'mafreya, so that the reading is not l'mafreya. V'ikra ena b'lachash, you should read it softly. Ayam t'ma'at. You should read it quietly, or wait a little bit, so that it doesn't seem like you're saying Shema, Shema. Meaning, since you may have said Shema, why do you have to say Shema, the Pasuk Shema, quietly? Because you might not have, because you may have actually said the Pasuk Shema, and then it's going to sound like Shema, Shema. So you're going to go back to the beginning, but you're not going to say it out loud because you don't want it to sound like you're saying Shema, Shema twice. Okay? We will hold it over here. We'll continue tomorrow in Sif Gimel.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.